The 100-Handed. The stories so far. The tattooed magician Evan Wexler and his werewolf partner V spend their nights prowling a shadowy Texas underbelly full of frenzied monsters and mad sorcerers. Working for the mysterious organization known only as the Madhouse, they struggle to contain the threat of the gloom, a malevolent force that breathes life into humanity's worst nightmares and can make a heart's darkest desires come true. V, a new recruit, is partnered with Evan Wexler. Wexler, an imagimancer who utilizes magical tattoos to hunt vicious creeps and ambitious magi, takes V under his wing. One of their earliest assignments involves a kidnapping. After a battle against two magi who use blood magic, V learns that the young and the old alike are protected by something called the Pact of Porcelain. Madhouse exists to enforce this pact, sending the Imagimancers out to disable or kill any who break it. When Wexler and V get a task from the Gloom Watcher to go to Small Rock in Texas, they discover that a man has been keeping his creep brother in a barn and feeding his brother the locals. After a tense encounter, Wexler learns from his supervisor, Vasquez, that his old mentor, Michael Washington, has been killed in action. After Michael's funeral, V is harassed by Kind Eric, a talented Imagimancer who believes that creeps, the Madhouse's term for monsters, have no place in the Madhouse. As a werewolf, V struggles to fit in with the Imagimancers and often finds herself at odds with Vasquez as well. Wexler decides to get 3 tattoos for their next mission, which will take them to North Carolina. 3 tattoos is rare, as the effect that the Imagimantic energy has on the body wreaks havoc. V meets Solomon, the tattooist of the Madhouse, responsible for the inking of the magical spells. In Redsboro, North Carolina, Wexler and V investigate a gymnasium full of people who have been struck by some sort of sleeping sickness. After speaking to a spirit of one of the unconscious, Wexler learns that there is some sort of monster on the prowl in Redsboro. Outside of the gymnasium, a crazed man speaks nonsense, but seems to have a moment of clarity and points Wexler and V in the direction of the historic Howard House. At Howard House, they meet Gerald Howard, the young scion of the family, as well as his wheelchair-bound and comatose father. Gleaning no useful information, V and Wexler leave. V catches a strange scent coming from behind a dead end on the street. In actuality, someone has placed the barricade there, obscuring a manhole. Wexler and V enter the sewer. In the sewer, Wexler and V come face to face with a harvester, the creature stalking Redsboro. Wexler scares it off with a well-placed shot. They find the corpse of the crazed man, identified as Danny Meadows, presumably from suicide. Wexler speaks with Meadows' ghost, who can only say I-T-S-H over and over again. Wexler deduces that Meadows means it's H, referring to Gerald Howard, and that Gerald has lost control of the harvester. When Wexler takes a shower, he's attacked by the harvester in his motel room. When he runs naked out into the street, he's arrested by Officer Dawes. During Officer Dawes' interrogation of Wexler, Wexler demonstrates magic to Dawes, who cannot believe what he is seeing. After Wexler finds himself back in general population, he makes a phone call to the Madhouse. Vasquez has an Imagimancer call with a Tame Talk tattoo, affecting Wexler's release from captivity. Before Wexler leaves, Dawes hands him a letter. Wexler reads the letter. Gerald Howard confesses to his crimes, urging Wexler and V to meet him at Howard House. V smells a trap. When they arrive, they find Gerald Howard dead. Another letter is on his corpse, where Gerald apologizes for his crimes and his culpability in his father's death. Wexler and V proceed to fight the harvester. V, having identified the scent from the harvester's scales she took from the encounter in the sewer, fights and defeats the harvester once Wexler shoots out the lights. In the aftermath of the battle, Wexler finds a wounded V, Her concoctions that she uses to activate and terminate her wolf form have been damaged, and Wexler mixes them so that she has enough to drink. This somewhat reverts her back to her human form, though she maintains a significantly wolfish appearance. They go to Dawes' house, asking for his help. V stays with Dawes and rests, while Wexler, unsatisfied with the fact that the souls from the gymnasium are still missing, decides to go back to Howard House to investigate a hunch, to V's chagrin. Inside Howard House, Wexler finds that Gerald's body is gone. He pieces together that ITSH doesn't mean it's Howard. It means it's Horatio, Gerald's father. Wexler makes a call to V, then is knocked unconscious by Horatio. Wexler awakens in Horatio's lab. Horatio reveals that he mind-controlled Danny Meadows and forced him to kill himself, then controlled the harvester to make it attack Wexler and V. Wexler's shot broke Horatio's control over the harvester. Alarmed by Wexler and V's presence, Gerald had begun to disagree with his father over the capturing of the souls and broke the letter. Horatio mind-controlled Gerald and forced him to write the second letter before killing his son, hoping that would satisfy Wexler and V's investigation and lure them out of Redsboro. Wexler notes that Horatio's undisciplined use of the gloom has wreaked havoc on Horatio's body. Horatio almost kills Wexler when V and Dawes break into the cabin, disarming Horatio. Wexler finds the lost souls. When he requests assistance, Vasquez tells him that they aren't restoring the souls to the sleepers. Frustrated, Wexler hangs up. Threatening Horatio, Wexler and V learn that Horatio has been selling souls to a mysterious magi organization known as the Hundred Handed back in Texas. Horatio confesses that there is a magi in the Hundred Handed that can do a permanent mind-body transfer. He tells Wexler and V that he's dying, and if he dies, a generational curse will claim his soul and carry him off to the darkest recesses of the gloom. Horatio's plan was to be put in Gerald's body until he could figure out a way to break the curse. The collector comes to drag Horatio's soul into the gloom. Back at Madhouse, Vasquez debriefs Wexler and V. Gerald has been stored safely away in the Madhouse's gallery. Solomon investigates V's lycanthropic mishap and expresses that they cannot help. Wexler promises Vasquez that he'll catch Michael's killer. Vasquez orders that V hide out while Solomon works on the recovered souls to keep her safe from Kind Eric. Vasquez and Wexler discuss the ramifications of the Hundred Handed blatantly breaking the Pact of Porcelain, and Vasquez informs Wexler that when Solomon uses the recovered psyches to resuscitate Lily Thomas, they'll have to take action on whatever information Lily gives them. V and Wexler discuss V's mother. V expresses guilt at driving a wedge between Wexler and Michael. Wexler admits that he couldn't kill V like Michael wanted because she reminded him of what his dead sister would have looked like if his sister had had the opportunity to grow up. They say goodbye, with V retreating to a cabin in the Texas Hill Country. 6 months later, she receives a call from Wexler. Solomon has finished synthesizing the lost souls and is ready to utilize them to bring Lily out of her catatonia. She leaves the cabin, ready to face the next threat posed by the Hundred Handed. Now, Wexler and V will uncover the face of Michael's killer, as well as a conspiracy that threatens countless lives in Austin and beyond. What really happened to Michael and Lily? What has V's mother been up to? And who is the mysterious psychomancer that hired Horatio? As Wexler and V will discover, the answers will reveal a situation far more desperate than they could possibly imagine.
Oh, my, Michael. This world belongs to me. We have all the time in the world for me to do what needs to be done. You can make this easy on yourself, or you can make it one long, never-ending nightmare.
When Wexler and Vasquez find out that I'm not dead, when they discover that you've taken my psyche, they'll come for me. Do your worst, bitch.
Believe me, I'll do worse than you can imagine.
The 100-handed lost souls.